in a bed. Not naked, actually, although I usually am when I'm in bed, but it's kind of chilly in here, so I'm wearing a sweater and some panties. Maroon cotton, if anybody is wondering. Very exciting, I know. So, my favorite kinds of sex. Well, I really enjoy kinky sex. In general, I'm into quite a few aspects of BDSM play. I've been active in the scene, the BDSM scene now since I was, probably 7 years ago, 8 years ago now. I'm not very active anymore because I live in a very rural area, so it's hard to be part of kink events, but I like dominance and submission. Personally, I am a dom, and while I occasionally will submit to someone else, or I guess actually, I will bottom to somebody else is probably a better way to put it. I enjoy mild pain. I enjoy giving some pain. In terms of the kind of kink play I enjoy, so I've got a couple of, fetishes that are, or specific kinks that I'm really into, which are kind of outside the whole, dominant submission, the different kinds of sex that I enjoy, but, my number one kink is definitely cum. I love cum. I love being cum on, particularly, especially facials. It's really kind of a thing for me. It's just super hot. cocksucking in general is kind of a kink of mine. I know it's a really kind of, general act to have, to be it's a kink, but I feel like if you, wake up craving that, that's probably a sign that it's a kink. So, I really enjoy sucking cock. It definitely shocks me that there are women who don't. I mean, and that's cool. No one should feel pressure to do things they don't enjoy. But, I remember when I first found out that there were people who really hated it, and I was like, but how can you hate it? So those are a couple of my specific kinks. The other thing that really gets me off is just giving directions. So I like telling people what to do. I've always been bossy. I'm the eldest. I've got two younger sisters, and I've always just been, I'm bossy. So roll with it, right? Kinky sex that I enjoy, or sex in general that I enjoy, but when it comes to dominance and submission, I tend toward kind of a soft sensual dom, but I actually recently have decided that I'm kind of interested in exploring some more sadistic, kind of edgier play. Let's see. I love pegging. I love fucking a guy in the ass. It's so much fun. I'm okay with cross-dressing, or gender bending, gender fuck, gender play in general. I like to kind of get outside the box and, see what else is out there in terms of, that kind of stuff. I'm already pretty far outside the box myself. I identify as pansexual, so I'm kind of pretty much attracted to all kinds of people, like all along the spectrum. see, I enjoy bondage. I wish, so I own a couple of floggers, lots of cuffs, like a ton of insertables. We have a pretty large selection of things to stick inside people because we both enjoy having things stuck inside us. So, let's see what else we have in our toy collection. We have an under the bed restraint system, although since we've moved, I don't know where that went. It's probably in a toy bag somewhere. We have candles for wax play, which I much prefer giving than receiving. It's not really my thing. but I really enjoy giving it. It's a lot of fun. Let's see. I own a beautiful leather corset. It's like one of my prized possessions. It's just so gorgeous. I really love leather, and if I had a lot more money, I'd probably wear it a lot. But I don't, and leather is very expensive. Like quality leather gear is pretty pricey, so. And I am not wealthy, so. I've got a couple pieces that I treasure and treat nicely and await the day when I can have more. We got lots of other smaller items like nipple clamps and. Let's see what else. We have a. You know, little things like Wartenberg wheel, rope. We got plenty of rope. Actually, one of my goals for the winter is to get better at rigging. There's some knots I know by heart, but some things I'd really like to get better at. I could do like a very basic like dragonfly sleeve and stuff, but I'd like to become a better rigger. Let's see. In terms of, like, that's kind of like, the kink play type stuff, which, oh yeah, we have, of course, like, ball gags and things like that. I say of course, like, everybody's got them, of course, you know. I know I'm forgetting stuff. We have more than this. We have a ton of stuff. But what I would love to have, if I could just have a wish list, oh god. I would love to have like a fully furnished dungeon. That would be the dream. Like, I'd love to have a spanking bench. I'd love to have a St. Andrew's cross. Obviously, plenty of room to swing a flogger or whatever, or a cane or something, you know. Let's see. I'd like to have a stocks. Like, a set of stocks would be really, really fucking hot. So, like, really what I'd really like now in my life is, like, furniture. Like, sex furniture. Like, the big stuff. I'd also love to have a cage. Yeah, I've definitely seen online, like, those custom-made beds with, like, the cage underneath. That'd be kind of hot, too. Yeah, like, that's the primary stuff that I wish I owned that I don't. Oh, and I want a Sibian so bad. Oh my god. I would love, and fucking machines in general, like, I don't watch, like, hardly any video porn at all, and when I do, it's almost exclusively, sex machine porn, because I just really would love to own a sex machine. I think it would be so cool. Actually, I'd like to own a bunch, but, you know, I mean, I guess everything on my list is, like, thousands of dollars, so that's because we've already purchased all this stuff we can afford. I mean, we've been into kinky sex for, well, I have for, like, 8 years now, so over 8 years, you know, you purchase lots of gear and you take care of it, then you have lots of stuff, but there's always more. Always more. Yeah, so those are the things that I wish I could have in my life in terms of the stuff that I'd like to have. Yeah, I think that's it.